the young girl that was left in tears by Chapel Roan security guards. Famous dad is Jude Law. The initial story, maybe her stepdad is a soccer player or something, but her actual dad is Jude Law.
I did not know that Jude Law had younger kids.
Yeah, so 11 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I knew he had the grown one. Anyway, okay, yeah.
I get him and some other actor confused all the time. Jude Law, there's a guy looks
Ewan McGregor?
Yes.
Yeah, they do look very similar.
Very similar.
Both. I mean, Jude Law wins.
Does he?
Yeah.
What was the one that was sleeping with his nanny?
Jude Law.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, not nice.
Winner.
Nice. No, that's terrible.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, oh, here's, you look at their nanny, it's like some hot young person. Like, who agreed to that? Who agreed to it? Just like the opposite. Like, you have a pool boy and he's like ripped. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, it shouldn't be based on how the person looks for the job, Jared.
Yeah, you've done it before.
I've done I haven't done anything.
You hired a hot nanny one time and everyone's like, what are you doing?
I didn't hire her. It was Carol.
Carol hired a hot nanny. We're like, what is she doing?
I mean, you got to, if.
Oh, Matt never saw it because it's at one of Jason's old cookout parties.
Yeah. I never saw it. I did hear, though.
I heard. I can't remember her to save my life. But
who is the hot girl here? Does she work here? Is she a new hire? Like, no, it's Jason's nanny. We're like, oh, Lord.
Yeah, but the thing is, if your significant other's going to cheat on you, I know you think it's all about temptation, but if your significant other's going to cheat on you, they have the capability of cheating on you eventually with somebody.
Jason,
so you got to trust your significant other.
You got to be trust, but you don't put yourself in dumb situations. So, like, if I put a vape in front of you every day, you're going to vape. You're going to be more likely to vape than not.
That's different than cheating.
If I put on, I'm just saying the temptation that I put on or Zen in front of you, and you're trying to stop. You're like, dude, seriously?
But don't you think, Katie, that's the truth? If you're tempted in life all the time with possible cheating, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, people would be tempted. It's your job not to either act upon it or be tempted.
Yeah. Here's the thing. This is how I feel. I want the best person for the job.
Yes.
And if that person to watch my children happens to be hot, I'm like, damn, it sucks.
You'd be worried about it.
Like,
would you be worried about it?
But I wouldn't be worried like, oh my God, are they together? I would not be worried about it. I would be more feeling insecure about my own looks than my husband.
Walking around the house.
Yes, than worried that my husband's going to cheat. I'd just be like,
yeah. I mean, it's common sense, though, that you try to avoid putting yourself in bad situations.
But I can tell you right now, if we had a hot nanny, if it was a man, a hot nanny, I would not feel compelled to cheat because he's in my home every day.
Yeah.
You know, like, no, I don't. I don't. I think you have to practice self-control. And
no,
that's,
you do.
Yeah, that's just the way that goes.
Like self-control, and you're like, oh, I'm going to have Krispy Kreme delivered every day.
No, I think that if there is cheating, there is a breakdown of some sort to begin with.
Yes.
Yeah.
I truly believe that.
No, I mean,
that.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, you know, I mean, even when you go on some of these diets, the first thing you tell you is, like, get all the junk out of your house.
Sure.
Because they know people have a limited amount of self-control.
But also because that's different because you have to, we say this all the time, you have to eat to live. So it's like, well, I don't have any healthy things in the house, so I'll just eat this.
And
they're not cheating.
It's different between subjecting your entire family and marriage or satisfying your hunger. That there's not a huge, besides gaining weight and everything like that, if you eat a donut, well, you can do something about it. If you cheat on your significant other, your entire family marriage could be ruined. That's a bigger deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. No, I'm not saying it's not a bigger deal. I'm just saying it's the same. It's the just making an example. It's a premise of
if you're hiring a nanny based on their looks, there's an issue.
I think that's going on sometimes.
There's
too.
An issue.
Right.
Yeah. And if
they travel a lot, you're home alone with them a lot, it's probably not good. It's not the best idea.
If it's the pool boy and he's going around, if you're lucky to have a pool and he's smoking hot, and there's any type of temptation from the spouse to possibly hook up with him, then you shouldn't be together in the first place.
So I hate to say it, I actually agree with Jason on this one.
Yes.
I can't even believe
it's not wrong to be tempted. It's wrong to give in to the temptation.
Is it not wrong to be tempted?
No, the good Lord says that. It's not wrong to be tempted. We're all tempted.
You have to control yourself.
He was tempted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the fact that you would be tempted. If there was a smoking
hot... Jason, are you like gaslighting? It's like you would be tempted if you had like an OG model or OnlyFans model in your house 24/7 and you and Carol are fighting, she goes out of town. You wouldn't be tempted?
No, I would be like, wow, she's hot. I might picture her naked, but I'm not tempted to go hook up with her.
That's still like a tangent of temptation. To look at her and picture her naked is temptation. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's 100%
that
temptation.
Hold on, Katie.
That you part
were halfway,
is temptation.
You were halfway
You're
there.
Not acting on the temptation,
so
but to
agree.
Look at somebody and to imagine what they would look like naked or what it would be like with them, that is temptation.
Okay, if somebody's 100%. Walking down the street, Matt, and the girl's smoking hot and you picture her naked, I have no temptation of going up to her to do something with it.
Well, but when she's cleaning your bedroom.
I wouldn't use the word temptation there. I would say you don't have like the desire. That's not even probably the right
word.
No,
it's not going to go anywhere.
I think it's more
urge.
Of that.
The urge is a better one there. Yeah,
that
yeah.
girl is attractive, but in no means in my mind am I going to be like, oh, I'm tempted to hook up with her.
Yeah. Just most cheating happens in the office around people that are around all the time.
But
yeah.
I think there's a breakdown. I think there's never.
I mean, the women are tempted.
No.
Obviously.
That is
just
false.
Just a bunch of eye candy. Me, no. Matt, Jason.
Go to our YouTube. You can see it.
Biggie, Chris Kelly. I mean, lots of hot guys.
I think that it... Oh, God. Now I forget what I was going to say.
It's fine. You all want to move on?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
I said that if you... Somebody's in the house and they're attractive... I'm not tempted to go act upon it. No.
Oh, it was a part about like if, you know, yeah, cheating happens in the workplace. There's already a breakdown in your relationship.
Yes.
There's already a breakdown. Mm. You're seeking out or finding something that is not fulfilling you in your own relationship.
If Margot Robbie was my babysitter,
yeah.
I'm going to be like, wow, she's really a tap.
Well, how about this? Instead of going to the strip club, have a stripper come to your house.
A stripper's not always
good looking.
Are you
by yourself?
Why not? If you're going out with the boys?
You're
having a guy's night. You go to a strip club and they're grinding on you. Or you can have the girls come to your house and the guys at your house. No woman would be okay with that. Why?
What do you mean?
It's added temptation because you're in your house.
Because it's a different scenario. Yeah. That's a different scenario.
But it's okay to go into
a building. Yes, because there are rules that apply for the most part. Money-making thing. If you're at home by yourself... Because your wife's out of town and you hire a stripper to come to your house, yeah, I have a problem with that.
Yeah. That's already past the temptation.
Yes.
If Margot Robbie was at my house right now, well, that would actually be an exception.
Yes, exactly.
But no, I mean, I would still not hook up with Margot Robbie, even though I love to be at her house and she's super hot. The temptation of wanting to hook up with her, no, because I'm like, I'm not tempted. I got this family.